Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. We've had a lot of good stuff today, and we've got more coming up. If you miss anything or if you leave early this hour, podcast tonight, tomorrow morning. Listen to it on the iHeartRadio app, John Cobell Show on Demand. And you could hear it's the same program. And that'll get posted after 4 o'clock. All right, we got Rick Caruso coming on at 3:20 about this absurd graffiti tower and other things. And we're also going to have Bill Malusian on at 3:30. So Caruso at 3:20, Bill Malusian, the Fox News reporter, at 3:30. He's been stationed at the border, but a different border, not the Texas-Mexico border, but the California-Mexico border, because Texas has shut down so much of theirs that there's been a surge at the California border over a mountain. And he was describing that live yesterday. It was quite stunning video and descriptions from Bill. So all that's ahead. You have to pay attention to this. If you live in the city of L.A., there is something on the ballot March 5th called Measure L.A. in the March 5th primary. It would mandate road diets that would choke the whole effing city. I cannot emphasize enough that you must vote no on Measure HLA. No. This is the road diets that got that led to Mike Bonin being chased from office 7 years ago. We stopped the road diet in Playa del Rey on a road called Vista Del Mar. They had shrunk the traffic from two lanes in each direction to one lane in each direction. They created two bike lanes that nobody took because there aren't that many people that bike on city streets during weekdays. I bike often with my wife. We go to the bike routes along the beach. That's where you do it. Or in parks. You know, designated bike routes. There's no need for this. And only weird guys are biking in the middle of the day. I almost never see women doing it. Very rarely older guys. kids aren't doing it because most parents won't let their kids bike on main streets. You get these weirdo guys, the guys who really enjoy the tight spandex on their body. And they are. They're strange. And they formed some organization. They've been funded by an extremely wealthy guy back east. They got this on the ballot. And here's what it would do. Every time the city wants to repave, resurface as little as 660 feet of roadway, they get to begin the road diet. They could shrink a 6-lane road to 4 lanes, right? 3 in each direction, that's 2 in each direction. Or a 4-lane road becomes a 2-lane road. Instead of 2 in each direction, it's 1 lane in each direction. And the missing road lane for cars becomes a road lane for bicycles. Bicycles. So 5 weirdos in spandex. And and they're going to be putting up curbing. And they put up bollards all over the place. Bollards are those poles that they stick into the ground. They're, 2 feet high, 3 feet high. They're hard. They're made of hard plastic or maybe some kind of cement. And it's to cut off traffic. So you can't make left turns or you can't make right turns or you can't park. It's a mess. Santa Monica is rife with all this crap. Santa Monica is an absolute nightmare. And it increases accidents. In fact, Chris LeGras, who is with Keep LA Moving, he's been on our show a number of times. He says the number of pedestrian deaths and accidents in general started increasing as soon as the city adopted a mobility plan called Mobility 2035. They started it in 2015, and in Los Angeles, as soon as they adopted this plan, which included road diets, he says it's like a hockey stick. The accidents and the deaths went straight up. And he says this has happened in San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia. He said last December, San Francisco officials threw up their hands and declared that the city's Complete Streets program is a complete failure. LeGras says that Measure HLA would literally be killing people. Now, you may wonder, if this doesn't save people's lives, but it actually kills people, if it doesn't lessen accidents but increase accidents, if it provides a bike lane for someone, for 5 guys in spandex to use, why are they doing this? You can easily prove that this doesn't work. It's punitive. It causes huge traffic jams. Again, I saw it with my own eyes at Playa del Rey when Mike Bond and Eric Garcetti installed this road diet. We saw the huge traffic jams. We talked to the people stuck in the traffic jams during rush hour for the first time ever on their commute. They had these traffic jams. We counted the number of bike riders in an hour. 5. Every living, even Joe Biden knows there's hardly any adult bike riders who are biking on city streets on weekdays. Nobody wants to do that. You can't do that in LA. What's the reason? The reason is it's part of the agenda to change our way of life. So it forces us out of our cars by making driving so uncomfortable, so inexpensive, so difficult. What are they doing with electric car mandates? They're giving you a technology where you're likely to run out of juice and you have no convenient place to plug in. If you're going on a trip outside your neighborhood, where are you going to go? Where are you going to plug in? They make gasoline expensive, $5 a gallon. They're shrinking the roads you're on. This is what they want to do. It's to save the climate, don't you know? It's to make life safer for pedestrians. No, it's not. They're not saving the climate. Me riding a bike is not going to help the climate. It's about controlling our life. They're angry that America exists. They're angry that we have a free market system. We have a capitalist system. That we have freedom in general. That we live in single family houses. That we drive cars. That we have swimming pools and green lawns. It's a communist philosophy. The politicians in Los Angeles who support this are all the communists. Hugo Soto Martinez, a councilman. Eunices Hernandez, a councilwoman. Nithya Raman. It's all these people belong to the Democratic Socialists of America, which is a communist political organization. They've renamed them themselves Democratic Socialists. But it is really, if you look at their belief system, communist. The leader of Streets for All is Michael Schneider. He conceived of Measure LA. The coup de grace for normal people, though, for our side, is that this week, LA's chief administrative officer, Matt Szabo, announced that this is going to cost over $3 billion over the next 10 years, and we don't have the money. There's no financing mechanism in Measure HLA. It's just a mandate to spend $3 billion without a source of revenue. And we had Tracy Park on earlier, and she says, well, we're going to have to take the money away from public safety and homelessness and sanitation. That's right. So it's going to come out of the police budget, the fire budget, the garbage budget, the vagrant budget. Oh, speaking of fire, we're going to have somebody from LA Fire Department on later this week. They're furious at it because this creates a difficult situation for fire trucks and ambulances to get to emergencies because it creates so much traffic, it cuts off another lane, and they put up all these curbing, all this curbing and these bollards so that ambulances and the fire trucks can't snake around and perform their rescue services. So the fire department here in Los Angeles is wildly, angrily against this. So you got to vote no on Measure HLA. I've seen road diets. They do not work. It's a disaster. It's a stupid bleeping idea. Really stupid. All right, more coming up. We're going to have Rick Caruso on in minutes.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let's go right to Rick Caruso. We've just got a little bit of time to talk with him. Rick is a well-known developer, ran for mayor against Karen Bass. And what hit the news this week is something right up his alley, a real estate story in the last couple of weeks. Oceanwide Plaza, a 30-foot tower that was abandoned by a Chinese developer 5 years ago, and the graffiti taggers found it and defaced it. 27 out of the 30 floors have colorful graffiti. And how this could happen in the city of L.A., downtown, near the Crypto Arena, let's talk to Rick. How are you, Rick?
Hey, John. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. When you saw this story, 30-foot tower, most of it covered in graffiti, right in the heart of downtown, and this has been building for years, what went through your mind?
Here's what's crazy. What's crazy, what started it, is the LA Times asking the question, is this graffiti or is this street art? It's a crime. It's vandalism, and it's wrong. And listen, all of us love art, and it's great street art, but not when it's on private property and not when it's done without permission. And I think the sad part about it, John, it shows a failure of our leaders to allow this to happen. This building has been sitting there vacant for many, many years. So, you know, this has been predictable. And I think it's a terrible big billboard letting everybody know that we've got a failure in this city and we've got a downtown, unfortunately, that's really in a state of crisis. And we've got to change it. We've got to change the trajectory.
Is it legal to leave a tower abandoned like that without any security and allow criminals to do whatever they want? I mean, that must violate some laws that weren't being enforced.
Well, listen, I don't know if it's illegal to, you know, have a building that has failed financially and stopped construction, but clearly there was an obligation on part of the developer to secure it, the owner. But clearly the city should have made sure it was secured, so this couldn't have happened. And that's what we have, you know, building inspectors for and everybody else. And so, you know, listen, we don't have a lot of, you know, great leadership downtown right now. And we've got a crisis beyond this throughout downtown with the homeless situation continuing to grow on the streets and more tents along the streets.
So you know what, Rick, your signal is just completely deteriorated to nothing but static.
I'm remote. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, somewhat.
John?
Yeah, try again here. It sounds like
what I was saying is that you've got, a void of leadership downtown that's not enforcing the laws, and we need to be doing that, and we should have made this building more secured, and now we're talking about the city picking up a $4 million tab to clean it up, and I just, I think when we're facing a budget crisis in the city of Los Angeles, the estimate from the CAO's office is $400 million of a deficit. We shouldn't be spending this kind of money or police resources to protect it.
It doesn't seem like after a year of Karen Bass that things have improved in Los Angeles. I don't notice fewer homeless people. There seems to be still plenty of crime. People still seem fearful. Does it seem that way to you?
Well, I'll put it this way. I think we could be doing a better job, and I don't want to rate the mayor's performance. I think everybody can come to their own conclusions on that, but we should be demanding a better job in the city. We are the most heavily taxed city in the country, if not the most, maybe the second most, but we pay a lot of taxes, and, we've got a police force that's getting smaller, not larger. We do have crime rising, especially property crimes rising. We have the homeless situation getting worse. I think all of us just notice it driving around. We've got more issues where the city just doesn't feel clean and safe. And we deserve better. And we should expect better from all of our leadership at City Hall. And hopefully we'll hold people accountable for that.
All right, Rick, thank you for coming on. And we'll talk again soon. Maybe we'll have a little more time to get into things, other things as well. Thanks for taking a few minutes to be with us. All right. That's Rick Caruso, the real estate developer. When we come back, Bill Malugin is coming on. Bill Malugin is a Fox reporter. He's been on the border for years. Most of the time, the Texas-Mexico border. But Texas has been doing such a good job shutting down the border, much, much better than Biden, that a lot of the action is now here in California. The cartels are redirecting migrants from all over the world to cross the California border.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Around from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Conway coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to him next segment. We are now going to speak with Bill Malugin. Bill Malugin is the Fox News reporter, been stationed primarily at the Texas-Mexico border for most of the last 3 years. And yesterday he was moved to California. And we'll find out why that is and what he saw yesterday, because I heard some of his coverage driving in, the audio coverage, and there was a stream of new visitors, new migrants coming in over a mountain south of San Diego. And let's get Bill on now, because we don't have a lot of time. Bill, how you doing?
Hey, John. Glad to be with you, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand that Texas has much less of a flow these days of illegal migrants.
Yeah, funny how that works. A couple months ago, the state started putting up all sorts of razor wire, shipping containers. They kicked the federal government out of certain areas, wouldn't let Border Patrol in, searched the area with Highway Patrol, and they essentially sealed the border off in certain parts, specifically Eagle Pass, which was seeing 3,000 to 4,000 illegal crossings a day in December. It was the worst part of the border. Suddenly, with that enforcement, they're lucky if they're seeing 30 to 40 a day in that same area. Illegal crossings in Texas have completely fallen off a cliff in recent weeks. The large majority of illegal crossings, more than 70%, now taking place in California and in Arizona. Two blue states with two blue governors, who are both doing absolutely nothing to secure their southern borders. And the results speak for themselves. You mentioned we had a lot of visitors coming in yesterday. that is the understatement of the year. We're down here in Hakumba, which is about an hour east of San Diego. It's part of Border Patrol San Diego sector. And, John, we are getting inundated with people from all over the world crossing illegally here, mostly Chinese. We're getting hundreds of Chinese every single day. Yesterday, I met guys from Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. They climbed down a mountain in front of us. We've had guys from Syria. We had guys from Georgia today. They're literally coming in from all over the planet while the Biden administration is focusing on, quote unquote, root causes in the Northern Triangle, three countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. John, I haven't met a single person from those three countries down here in the San Diego sector. Not one person.
And that's where Kamala Harris was looking for root causes some years ago, I remember. That the whole policy was aimed at those three countries. That's not where the action is these days.
Apparently she's still looking for those solutions, because the idea has been, let's throw millions of dollars at those countries and try to help prop them up so people don't want to leave. That didn't work, and it's also not working for more than 160 other countries around the world that are now showing up at our doorstep. We're getting, I mean, just to put these numbers in perspective for you, John, since October 1st, like the last four and a half months, just in San Diego sector, there have been more than 20,000 Chinese nationals apprehended. In all of fiscal year 2021, there were only 450 Chinese apprehended. So we are up over 4,000% when it comes to Chinese nationals. And we don't know why. We honestly do not know why they're showing up in such huge numbers.
And they're climbing up over a mountain from the Mexican side to the U.S. side. Can you describe what you saw or what you're seeing now still?
Honestly, it was one of the craziest things I've seen in the last 3 years of border coverage. Me and my producer, Lexi, we were sitting in our car in Hukumba, and in front of us is, we're right on the U.S.-Mexico border, and in front of us is this huge mountain, very steep. And we saw some guys come, like, running down, and we thought, well, is there a hiking trail, or, you know, what's the deal there? And we quickly realized they were illegal immigrants, and I'm thinking, where are these guys coming from? So I scan up higher on the mountain, and then I had an oblique moment when I looked up, and in the crevice of the mountain, there's a long ant trail of illegal immigrants from top to bottom of the mountain just scaling down it. They'd climbed over it on the Mexican side and were walking down it on the U.S. side into a camp where there were already a bunch of Chinese illegal immigrants who then pulled out their iPhones and started recording them and were stunned at what they were seeing. It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed.
And then what happens? They end up on flat ground here in Hukumba. And do we have Border Patrol there, or is this they just take off and disappear?
There were two Border Patrol agents there. They kind of corralled them all. They brought them into the camp where the rest of the Chinese were. One woman fell down and broke her arm. There was an NGO, a nonprofit, that showed up, started handing them all sandwiches, beanies, waters, that sort of a thing. Then Border Patrol kind of corralled them and started transporting some of them away. They took some of them away on buses, but there are still some people left in that camp today. But a very large majority of the people who are processed by Border Patrol are released. Very few are deported. It's actually not even possible to deport some of the Chinese because the Chinese we don't have a repatriation agreement with China. So they won't even take some of their citizens back, and they consider them damaged goods once they come to the United States anyway. So these Chinese, a lot of them are here to stay. And when we get – the other day we had three men from Syria show up. That's what's called a special interest country because of terrorist concerns.
Yeah.
They get additional – we can't deport those guys. Even if the government wanted to, what are they supposed to do, call up Bashar al-Assad and drop them off at Damascus Airport? They can't do that. So a lot of these countries that are showing up that are from all over the place, they're never going to leave the United States, John.
And China's not a special interest country?
They are considered a special interest country, not because of the terror concerns like you get from like in Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Syria, that sort of a thing, but because it's kind of similar to Turkey. They're kind of like adversaries of the United States, which is kind of weird because Turkey is in NATO. But yes, China is considered a special interest country.
And it seems like if you have that many people coming from countries that we have bad relations with, you'd have government officials, FBI agents, all kinds of Homeland Security agents coming in to see who these people are, because there could be quite a few up to no good.
Well, that's what should be happening, but I don't understand how they would ever be able to start vetting all these people with the sheer numbers that are coming in. It takes a long time and a lot of agents to vet one to five people. You, when you have 20,000 from one country coming in the last few months, it's ridiculous. And John, just think about it, how different the politics of the California border are versus Texas. And you don't need me to explain this to you, but out here in San Diego, there's no razor wire. There's no National Guard. There's no shipping containers. There's no highway patrol. Gavin Newsom's doing nothing to stop this. As a matter of fact, California is a sanctuary state. They go even further. They started offering illegal immigrants taxpayer-funded health care this year. You know, it's a completely different approach to Texas. So Texas illegal crossings are plummeting because they're sealing it off. Well, the door's open here in California, and it's a pretty welcoming place if I'm a migrant.
So the smuggling cartels are organizing this here, coming out of Mexico at the border, but people in China or Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, they're finding out about this online and learning where they have to pay the money and how they have to make the travel arrangements to get from Kazakhstan all the way to the San Diego area.
It's all over TikTok. All these human smugglers have all these different guides for different nationalities on TikTok. So specifically the Chinese, where we are here in Hukumba, there's a step-by-step guide on TikTok directing them where they have to go, where there's a gap in the wall, which cartel to talk to, how much they have to pay. And by the way, most of the Chinese down here pay between $20,000 and $40,000 U.S. dollars to cross the border. The cartels consider them, quote-unquote, exotic clients. and that's why they're happy to move them. They are making bank right now by moving all these Chinese nationals across our southern border. So, and they're not walking in from like South America, John. You know, you often hear about the Darien Gap and all these people walking through jungles. That is not what's happening here. These people are coming in very nice clothing, not a speck of mud on their shoes, in brand name clothing. These are not poor or destitute people. They have paid a lot of money to get here, and they're flying in sometimes to Tijuana, Baja California, and they are just walking across the border. It's that simple.
Bill, I know you have to go. Thank you very much for taking time to come on with us. That just a stunning report.
Thank you, John.
The whole thing is overwhelming. All right, Bill Malugin, Fox News, reporting from the border, Hucumba, about an hour east of San Diego. And you heard it. It's shocking what's going on.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You have to sign the petition that's going to do it's going to fix Prop 47, major revision. And we're having a show live Thursday, February 22nd at the Honda Center in Anaheim, the John Cobalt Show on the road. First time in a long time, we're going to be at the Honda Center from 1 till 4 o'clock in Lot 4. Access from Ball Road. You have to take the Ball Road entrance. The petitions can be signed between 1 and 6. We're on from 1 to 4. We have it for all the counties, L.A., Orange, San Bernardino, Riverside, Ventura, and San Diego. And this Prop 47 fix will start sending thieves to prison. Third time they get arrested, they go to prison. Same thing with drug use and drug possession, drug sales. They catch you. You get a choice of jail or treatment, and then fentanyl dealers. They catch you, they'll put you away. And in case your products kill somebody, they'll put you in prison for murder. So you have to come February 22nd, this Thursday, Honda Center, Anaheim, Lot 4 of the parking lot, the Honda Center. Some quick political stuff to get through. You know, we just were on with Bill Malugin, and it is insane and just atrocious that Gavin Newsom is not doing anything to stop this huge influx at the border now in Hucumba. It's a tremendous inflow, as Bill Malugin explained. And we got a Senate race going on, and nobody's talking about it. And there's a new poll out, and Adam Schiff is up to 28% of the vote. Steve Garvey has moved up to 22%, so he's in a solid second place. Democrat Katie Porter at 16, Barbara Lee at 9%. So it's Schiff and Garvey running 1 and 2. And if that holds, then Garvey is going to be in the November runoff. Secondly, poll came out. Gavin Newsom wants to be president. Well, he's starting in a big hole. Emerson College did a one-on-one poll. Trump against Newsom. Newsom is behind by 10 points. 46 to 36. Conway.
Hey now.
And Thompson.
You better believe it.
And the chief of police at 4
o'clock. Yeah, the chief of police.
Coming in town, in school, in studio.
Is that right?
Yeah, Chief Michael Moore coming in to discuss, I don't know.
Let's get cuffs on Cobalt.
Well, he's leaving.
He drags somebody out of here.
Yeah, he is leaving.
Yeah, we'll ask him, you know, like who's going to replace him? What's the state of the state? How's the smashers and grabbers? Yeah. And, you know, the whole run.
Ask him how they got to spray paint 27 floors of that tower and nobody noticed.
So incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
I probably should get out of here now.
Like it. Cobalt. It's all That's agitated. Right.
And then we got this stupid weather. We'll talk about that. And an 8-year-old chess prodigy breaks the record after defeating 37-year-old grandmaster. Kid's 8 years old. 8 years John. Old. And he's beating the grandmaster.
Yeah, but how do you top that? Rest of your life is all
I know,
down. Yeah.
I know.
Kid will be he'll be like ordering drinks and
he was playing the grandmaster, and there was probably thousands of people watching, and he could see outside while he's playing, and the sun went down, the lights went on outside, and he goes, "Oh, I got to get home. Street lights are on."
That really happened.
Yeah, really happened.
Okay. True story.
True story.
All right, Conway.
Dig dog with you,
Thompson.
Come on, John.
Crozier has the news. Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.